Welcome to the True Girl Momcast, where we'll learn a lot, laugh a lot, and have biblical conversation about raising daughters. Because the struggle is real. But guess what? You, my friend, are not alone. I'm one of your hosts, Shani McKenzie, and I'll be joined in a minute by my friends Dana Gresh and Janet Mylan. Today, we'll point you towards six strong women your girl should follow right now. Don't worry, this isn't an ad for Instagram. We're inviting you to a different kind of following and a different kind of strong woman. Also today, find out who is influencing more women than anyone else. And listen in, because at some point in this episode, all three of us are going to sing a little song for you. We'll dive in momentarily, but first, have you been to the True Girl Crazy Hair Tour yet?
The all-new True Girl Crazy Hair Tour is coming. The Crazy Hair Tour is a one-night event for moms and tween daughters. You'll laugh, dance, play games, enjoy a fashion show, and hear solid biblical teaching on being totally crazy for Jesus. You and your daughter will learn how to care more about what God thinks than what the world thinks. True Girl's Crazy Hair Tour.
I am a true girl. Hey, have you guys heard of this thing called Instagram?
Yeah, this is a new phenomenon.
Have you heard of it?
I think I have.
Who do you think is the most followed Instagram influencer young women are following today? Like the most followed woman on Instagram?
That's a tough one. I hear a lot
it's
of
probably
names
someone obscure.
Yeah.
You know, it's not who you're going to think.
Right.
Is it you, Dana Gresh?
No, it's not.
Okay. I'd follow you anywhere.
I mean... Taylor Swift, wasn't she Time's Women of the Year?
Well, and now especially with this whole Travis Kelce, I think, you know,
well,
Swiftie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Power couple
there.
Or something.
Now she's also taking over the NFL.
Fascinating.
Well. That's true.
Girls who've never even seen a football. Or
right.
they're like, hey. I don't know what a football is, but Taylor Swift likes it.
Yeah.
And my team is the Chiefs.
Right.
They don't even
the
know.
Chefs. Did you say it wrong? That's terrible. I'm sure they love
but
football.
But she's probably not. Is she number one?
I don't know. What is she?
Well, some of the top followed women are, that's a drum roll. So we have Miley Cyrus, all right?
Really?
Yeah.
She's How many followers does she have?
216 million.
Oh,
that could change in the next
200
hour.
200 million. She's Hannah Montana.
She was.
But I'm saying,
I don't think
like,
that's what she's known
but
for.
She started building people.
I guess,
she started really young, building a following, and those people converted.
That makes sense, I guess.
Well, maybe.
That's my theory. I'm sticking to it.
Okay.
Go with that.
So Nicki Minaj,
really?
Coming in at 222 million.
Okay.
All right. Taylor Swift does, you know,
she does make the
come
list.
In
She's there
at 265.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one and only, Kim Kardashian.
You stop it.
We're at 361. Like, those are some of the top.
Okay. No, just, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, Taylor Swift, if those numbers are right.
Yeah.
Trails Kim Kardashian by over 100 million or approximately 100 million followers. Mm-hmm. And Taylor Swift's this musician, this accomplished lyricist. What has Kim Kardashian actually got those followers for? What is she known for?
Well, and even Miley and Nicki are both like musicians,
yeah.
right? You know,
yeah.
known, right?
And I know Kim's into like she's doing more things now like with like legal
advocacy
and things like that.
How many people are
like
following her for her
yeah,
I think
that
it's
wasn't
more
the initial
about
follow,
aspirational
I don't think.
Identity.
Pretty
right?
much.
Like lifestyle and all
yeah.
that. Well, here's something else that's interesting. Three of the four top followed influencers who are not celebrities are gender-confused biological males who are beauty icons.
Oh, wow.
So there's that piece. We've seen that.
Mm-hmm.
So those women we talked about, Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, would you say these women are strong?
I would say definitely by the world standards they're strong, you know. And you know, let me take that back. I do believe that they, you know, the things that they're doing, it takes some strength, some fortitude just
a certain
to
kind
even,
of strength.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
But you know, when we're looking at it from the biblical perspective.
Right. Like, are they the right kind of strong? Is
right.
the follow-up there.
What, we want
what,
to be
what kind of strong are they?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good question to ask. I'm going to actually answer that a little bit today. As I was preparing for this, because I'm going to bring the scriptural snack today, I read this in a digital article. It says, Social media influencers can have negative impacts on the behaviors, thoughts, and self-confidence of young women and girls, according to experts. Mm-hmm. Recently, the UK-based Stylist magazine commissioned a report that found that 33% of women continued to follow influencers on social media, even though they made them feel worse about themselves.
Wow. It's like they're trying to attain something that's unattainable.
It's unattainable.
It's that obsession with, you know.
Yeah. So even if they're, you know, not horrible influencers,
right,
but they're not necessarily, like, they just, they're picture perfect, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Poreless.
Yeah.
Perfection in their face, in their lives, everything.
I mean, I feel that. I'd probably do that too. Honestly, I probably have some people I follow that don't make me feel better about themselves, about myself. But again, it's an aspirational identity thing. Like, well, maybe I could, you know, decorate my house in such a way or whatever. And sometimes I do have to unfollow people because it gets to this place of, like, not inspiration, but obsession, or self-deprecation,
right,
I guess.
Yeah.
Well, anxiety and depression are a top concern among parents in 2024, according to a Pew Research survey. Well, the people our girls are following are not the right people if they make them feel worse about themselves. So today we're sounding an alarm because today's tween and teen girls are looking for someone to follow. Let's make sure they're following the right kind of strong women.
Hey, Dana, before you bring your incredible scripture snack, let me read our key verse for this month. Proverbs 22:1 says, choose a good reputation over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold. We want your girl to choose a good reputation, and that means following strong women who have one. Dana, can you show us how to do that?
I will try. I don't know if I can, but the Word of God can. You know, our culture teaches us that it's important for women to be strong. And the cool thing is the Bible agrees with that. So it's not something we have to shy away with. If there's strength in your daughter, nurture it. But unfortunately, the culture's idea of what makes a woman strong doesn't always align with the Bible's. And as a result, Christians often, they have a skewed view of what constitutes strength. In fact, as I teach today, I want you to think of someone, a woman who the culture poises as strong. Maybe you'd say in the culture's eyes, this woman is a strong woman. That maybe you want to think about girls that your daughter is following in the culture or that your daughter might follow. I want you to get that name and that face in your mind.
So an influencer for ourselves or for our daughters?
Well, it could be either, really. But I am kind of looking at who are our daughters going to be seeing. So maybe your daughter's not on social media yet. I applaud you for that. But somebody that could be an influencer in her life if she was, and maybe who is also influencing you. Okay. Do you guys have someone in mind?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Now, let's take that woman through a little test. In The Right Kind of Strong, that's a book by Mary Cassian, she delves into Paul's exhortation in 2 Timothy about the women of the church in Ephesus, and she uncovers truths about a list of habits that consistently reveal a woman who Paul says is weak. Now, I'm going to read the passage to you. It's following a warning of how people will become more and more self-absorbed and rebellious the closer we get to the return of Jesus Christ. I don't know if you see that, but I see that. Verse 5 says, stay away from people like that. And then Paul goes on to include one more kind of person in that list of people you want to stay away from. And he starts to describe these weak women. He writes, they are the kind who work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of vulnerable women who are burdened with the guilt of sin and controlled by various desires. Such women are forever following new teachings, but they are never able to understand the truth. Okay, so right away we see, I'm looking at him going, they work their way into people's homes and win the confidence of others. Like, isn't that what our influencers do today? They do, right through our computer screen. Okay. Now, keep thinking about that woman, that influencer that you thought of a few moments ago, that cultural influencer, and let's put her through the list of qualities Mary Cassian has created using those two verses. This list reveals a woman who looks strong, but actually is weak. Here's the list. One, she fails to guard her mind. So she's letting anything and everything in. And right there, that's a list for us when we're scrolling, right? Two, she lets sin pile up. Maybe there's just overt sin in her life, like uncontrolled foul language, obsession. I mean, obsession with external beauty, hypersexuality, just constantly having to put her body out there. Sexual sin. Maybe she boasts about sexual sin. bitterness towards others. Like, you see her naming people who've hurt her and, like, throwing them under the bus. Do you see that in mm-hmm. your influencer? Number three, she's governed by her emotions. Now, how many influencers do you see just wearing their heart on their sleeve? Like, you either see their angry rants, just their vomit on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, or tear fests. Like, every time they're having a bad day, they have to get on there. Now, I'm not saying that they can't do that mm-hmm. sometimes, but it's like that's their constant. They're known for that. Mm-hmm. Number four, she does not apply what she learns. So I think the way we would see this in influencers is we see girls who just aren't growing up, women who just aren't growing up. Huh. In a way, we might see that publicly. Maybe her relationships just aren't maturing. You hear about them and read about the problems, and you're thinking, this sounds like a high school mindset. This woman's just not growing up. And then number five, she doesn't have solid convictions. And where I think you see this is influencers whose values and beliefs shift and change with whatever is culturally the it topic. Whatever's culturally acceptable and important, her projects and her messaging are going to reflect the changing views of the culture. Those five things, failing to guard her mind, letting sins pile up, she's governed by her emotions, she doesn't apply what she's learning, and she doesn't have solid convictions. Those are weak women, not strong women. Really interesting test. So how'd your girl do? How'd the woman in your mind do on that test? Is she a weak woman or a strong woman?
Well, by these standards, in part, it's she's a weak woman, but there's no substance, it seems, to what she's bringing.
Yeah.
You know, like when she's talking about this person is mostly like a beauty influencer and
yeah,
you know, like doing the makeup and doing mm-hmm. the things, but it's really not substantive. Like it's not building them up on the inside.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. as well. It's just kind of, oh well, you know.
Janet, so, how'd your girl do?
I mean, she failed them, but what's interesting is like, I know she's not doing it on purpose. Like mm-hmm. she's not leading girls astray on purpose. She thinks she's doing what is right for the girls.
Yeah,
because she herself is a weak woman in her home.
Yeah.
Who's been led astray.
Right.
Right? Like, she just doesn't have any idea. It's not intentional. It's
exactly.
not intentional evil for most of them.
Yeah,
for some,
I think,
maybe. But
right.
I
think for a lot of women, they get pushed up into the spotlight, and suddenly they realize, I am a role model. I better do something good. But the substance isn't there, the right rooting, the right grounding. And the woman that's in your mind, she might have fame, mm-hmm. but I want to ask you, is she an influencer who has a good reputation? That is to say, she's respected for the opposite of the negative qualities of a weak woman. So, like, if you put those five things on their head, you're going to find a woman who guards her mind. You're going to hear her saying things like, I don't watch this, or I don't listen to that because, or I don't use this, or I don't drink that. There's self-control. Two, she deals with sin in her life. Now, maybe the influencer you thought of isn't even a believer, but do you see her owning her mistakes? Not blaming others, you know, taking right. responsibility for failures and things in her life. Number three, she's not controlled by her emotions. Again, I'm not saying she ignores them, but you're not overly aware of each and every single feeling she has. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? She's not known for outbursts of anger or having pity parties for herself. Mm. Number four, she does apply what she learns. You can see her maturing. You can see, oh, this, I've been watching her for 5 years or 10 years, and she is different. She is maturing. Mm-hmm. And five, she verbally affirms truth. And here's where it's going to be really hard if the influencer you picked isn't a Christian, because mm-hmm. you're going to see her values and her beliefs standing against culture, being very, very different and being rooted in the scripture. Years ago, I made a decision that I wanted to find women like that to follow in my own life. And it's not easy. If you're looking at current cultural icons, you have to be really selective. And not all of the women I follow are Christians, but I would say that they have values that reflect Judeo-Christian ethics. But lots of times, the places you'll find those women are actually in biographies. Hmm. They're what I call famous dead women. You know?
Okay.
Yes. So that's where I turn a lot. One of the strong women I try to model my life after, I've read several biographies on her, many of her books, is Amy Carmichael. She was a missionary to India. What I love is that, you know, going back to that, they're not on the cultural hot button issue. Like right now, one of the cultural hot button issues is human trafficking. Everybody's kind of talking about it. But Amy Carmichael, way back in the day, before there were color photographs, was one of the first human traffic rescuers. Mm-hmm. She rescued hundreds and hundreds of children from temple prostitution mm-hmm. that their parents and family members had dropped them off to perform. I mean, horrible. Mm-hmm. And I would say she passes all of those tests mm-hmm. that we just read about. Many would say she's unremarkable. Mm-hmm. You know, her life wasn't widely known outside of Christianity. And that, of course, makes me want to ask if you feel unremarkable like me. I mean, I often feel irrelevant. And yet, as believers, as moms who believe Jesus, we are called to pass on a baton of faith. Shani, could you read Psalm 145:4 for us?
It's one of my favorites. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. Psalm 145:4.
That is a good one. What I want to ask you today, Mom, is will you rise to the task of commending the great works of our God and His reputation to the next generation? Let's put our reputations to the side because they don't really matter that much. Something that stirs my heart to fill my spot in the line of legacy is the stories of individuals and women who filled their spot well. And my library is home to books that tell the tales of faithful women like Amy Carmichael. And I should say, she's one of the women you'll hear about in season 12 of the True Girl podcast, where Stacey and I essentially read the biographies of six strong women to you and your daughter. Mm. And these are women who are unremarkable in terms of the number of people they influence. They are not going to have 300 million followers, right? Most of Amy Carmichael's life, for example, she lived in pretty much obscurity. And the fact is, we still read about her today because of a lot of books she wrote late in life. Mm-hmm. And do you know why she wrote them?
What?
She was confined to bed after an injury and lived the last 20 years of her life in her bedroom.
Wow.
And at the time, she was called, I hate this term, an invalid. Yeah. It's a horrible expression,
labor,
right?
Label, yeah.
But the meaning of it was that her condition invalidated her from certain things. However, because of Christ, that setback was a setup for her to influence others.
Awesome.
I love that. That setback was a setup.
Yeah.
That's great.
Like the world would never look at it that way, right? And she wrote about how to love God and how to have a good reputation. She did not let her setback stop her from commending the words of the Lord to the next generation. I want to read to you an Amy Carmichael quote. This is something she said about facing life's challenges and being a strong woman. She said, "Let us not be surprised when we have to face difficulties. When the wind blows hard on the tree, the roots stretch and grow stronger. Let it be so with us. Let us not be weaklings yielding to every wind that blows, but strong in spirit to resist." So, Mom, don't let your setbacks invalidate you from the call of God on your life. You exist to declare His mighty works and to commend His works to the next generation as a great woman of true strength.
This month, we're really encouraging you to get your daughter into some really good biographies. Amy Carmichael is one of them, like Dana just said. And there's other women, women like Corrie Ten Boom. She's a woman who helped save hundreds of Jewish people during World War II. She ended up in a concentration camp herself. And the story is just incredible and miraculous. And Corrie was quoted as saying to huge crowds of people, saying, "There's no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still," which is incredible to say after the life that she lived.
Oh, I know it. I love her. Another woman we want your daughter to know about is Betsy Stockton. She was born a slave, but the Lord did redeem that. And then she said, "You know what? I don't just want to be a free woman. I want to be a missionary. I'm dreaming of being a missionary." And she actually followed that dream as a single woman. When she joined a voyage to be a missionary, everyone was so shocked. They're like, "Wait, she's single? She was a slave? And she's going on the mission field? How?" But God did that, and He used her life to really influence other people.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Another inspiration for your children would be missionary Maria Fearing. And she, too, was freed from slavery on an Alabama plantation. And she went to Africa to show children there Jesus' compassion and to protect them from being sold into slavery themselves. And she even helped translate the Bible so that the children could read it in their own language. Her patience, her grit in overcoming incredible obstacles to just heed God's call, that makes her a great role model for our girls.
Love it. Helen Rosevere is a doctor who practiced medicine in Central Africa. On the day of her 8th birthday, she sat in a Sunday school class cutting out pictures of faraway countries and said, When I grow up, I'll travel the world and tell other boys and girls about Jesus. And she did that as a doctor in the heart of Africa. Amazing.
Amazing. And guys, I was raised on hymns, and so I love me some Fanny Crosby. She's probably the world's most famous hymn writer. She was blind for most of her life, but rejoiced that the first thing her eyes would see again would be the face of Jesus in heaven. Wow. She's like really well known for some really great hymns that maybe you're familiar with, like "To God Be the Glory, Great Things He Has Done," and "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine." Yeah, Fanny Crosby, awesome.
And again, those are the six women that we're going to be introducing to you on the True Girl podcast with me and Stacey Rudolph. And I have to just say thank you to the Good Book Company. The Good Book Company out of the UK has written and published these great biographies for girls younger than your daughter and your daughter's age about these women and others. They're written by authors like K.A. Ellis and Hunter Bless, and you're going to love hearing from them. So thanks again to the Good Book Company.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Moms, let's dive into these and other biographies of truly strong women this month. Let's introduce our girls to them. Let's give them women worthy of following to follow.
I'm inviting you to Flourish. Flourish is a one-night event designed for women of all ages. Dana Gresh will be joined by our good friend and author, speaker, Aaron Davis, and our favorite worship leader, Stephanie Martinez. We've prayerfully structured a night of worship with two full Bible teaching sessions. At Flourish, women are able to experience the fullness of a multi-day women's conference, but in an affordable three-hour, one-night event. I encourage you to bring your friends, your moms, your sisters, your church groups, your neighbors, maybe somebody you just meet on the street who needs to go, to experience an evening designed to encounter Christ and discover the power through Him to flourish in every circumstance. Go to danagresh.com/flourish or the link in our show notes to learn more about our upcoming cities and dates to get tickets.
Are emotions running high with your tween? We've got just the thing to help her ensure she's running them and they're not running her. Our May Emoji Box will give you and your girl a chance to talk about some big emotions and show her what God says about them. Whether she's anxious, happy, angry, or anything in between, God gave us emotions as a thermometer. His Holy Spirit is the thermostat. This box gives you tools like the emotion wheel that provides a scripture verse for whatever your daughter may be feeling. And we've partnered with our friends at GoodKind to get you their best-selling product, the Gratitude, because studies show it's impossible for gratefulness and anxiety to be present at the same time. So roll that cue and use the prompt to tell others what you're thankful for. We want your girl to share the excitement of this box with the whole family, so we're including the card game Uno Emoji so you can all have fun together. Most importantly, we're including a mom-daughter date to help you and your girl talk about emotions. And as always, she'll receive memory verse cards to give her scripture to store in her heart, 2 months of devos that will keep her reading and applying the word, and much more. Head on over to mytruegirl.com at the link in our show notes to subscribe today.